God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, fellow missionary told a story about being in the field one time, and he's out in the jungles and it was real humid and they were having an extended meeting. And man, he just got so weak day after day, he could barely get up to go to the pulpit. And it got to the place where he is in the bed the whole time in between services, just trying to get enough strength to get up and get to the pulpit. And so he's praying. He said, Lord, what's wrong with me? I'm confessing all the healing scriptures. And the Lord spoke to him and said, put a little extra salt on your food. A little extra salt on my food. Well, it couldn't be that simple, you know. He's believing for something big. And so finally, he just immediately began to feel better. And put a little extra salt, until he's just strong and going again. Sometimes it's a simple thing. And the Holy Ghost will lead you and show you. Let me tell you about a spectacular experience that I had. You know, these kind of things don't happen all the time. I don't always tell everything that I've had happen to me, but I think this was applicable. This is what, 15 years ago or so, I was speaking a lot. Some weeks I'd speak 26 times a week. I was really, that's a lot. And going and traveling and just did some dumb stuff too. I mean, you know, I'd speak 20 times in a week, hang a plane to L.A. because of the time difference. I could get out there and speak on Friday night, get up the next morning and have three services on Saturday, fly back, be there in time for church in Tulsa on Sunday morning, start over again on Monday. Now that's, young people do dumb stuff sometimes. But anyway, in the midst of that, I woke up one morning just a few hours before daylight. Actually, the Lord woke me up. It was funny because I wasn't really awake, and yet my spirit was just totally alert. And it was an amazing thing. It was like I was in a doctor's examination room, just as real as me looking at you. Yet I'm laying in the bed. And somebody walked up to, you know, I'm sitting on the side of the bed, the examination table, and somebody walked up and pulled up this stool and sat down, and I knew immediately it was either the Lord or it was the angel of the Lord. I don't know which, but it was one of the two. And he looked at me just like a doctor would, and he said, Keith, your body is deficient in certain electrolytes and amino acids. And that was it, just like that. I was awake in my bed. Unusual experience. And I thought, what's an electrolyte? Maybe that's something you'd find in a car battery, you know what I mean? Electrolyte. Now, I'd heard of amino acids, but I didn't know much about them either. And so I just, you know, I thought, isn't that interesting? And just went on, didn't try to do anything about it. Well, man, within about 2 days, something was wrong with me. I began to feel bad. I mean, I began to feel weak and disoriented, and I began to have problems and realize something's wrong here. And, of course, being lightning fast like I am, I remembered. How many know if I'd have been smart, I'd have got out of bed and started looking up electrolytes, huh? Yeah. But no, I just thought, that's interesting. I went on for like 2 or 3 days. And I had a friend of mine that their son was in medical school. And we called him, and he began to tell me about tell them what it was, and some supplements that could help build me up. And I got a hold of those, and I mean, just within a day or so, it's all gone. Every symptom was gone.
Amen.
Well, see, the Lord, if I'd listened to him right off, I would have avoided that. Somebody said, why didn't he just touch you and heal you? Well, he made natural laws too. Right?
Yeah.
We shouldn't expect him to suspend all the natural laws every day for us. I mean, if there's something, you know, that we require a suspension of it in a miracle, he can do that kind of thing. He can make the sun stand still, right? But should he have to make the sun stand still every week for us?
No.
Now, I just said all that to say this. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Amen.
Right? He knows you. He knows your system. And he will lead you out of problems into health. He'll lead you out of sickness and disease into complete wholeness and soundness if you listen and if you follow him. If he deals with you, start this, then start it. If he deals with you, stop this, then stop it. If he deals with you, cut this in half, then cut it in half. But now don't go and try to teach everybody that that's what they're supposed to do.
That's right. Amen.
Did you hear me? In fact, the Bible speaks against preaching diet. Did you hear me? 1 Timothy, go over there and read it sometime. 1 Timothy, you know, chapters 3 and 4, especially, he talks about, well, y'all are interested in it now, aren't you? Go to 1 Timothy. How are we going to get through with this message? And we keep taking all these side trails here. 1 Timothy and the 4th chapter. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. In verse 1, he says, the Spirit speaks expressly in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What kind of doctrines? Devilish doctrines. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And he gives examples of these doctrines of demons. One of them is forbidding to marry. You know there are denominations that do? Huh? They say you can't be a minister if you marry.
Yes,
they forbid to marry if you're going to serve God. That's not in the Bible. Did you hear me?
Yep.
It's a doctrine of devils. I don't care who preaches it, who says it. He goes on to say, and commanding to abstain from meats. Well, meats doesn't mean meat like we think, steak and pork and that kind of thing. That's flesh. That the word uses the flesh for that. Meat simply means food. Foods. Commanding to abstain from foods which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creation of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. It's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. So we ought not preach against foods and preach diet as the healer and savior. Did you hear me? If you know something good, fine. You can say something about it. But then people should be led by the Holy Ghost in their individual lives as the application of these things. And never get your eyes on a product or a vitamin or a diet or an exercise regimen. And this is going to save me. This is going to heal me. This is going to... Well, your faith is in that instead of Jesus. And it's misplaced faith. And that's how you can perish and die. Now, I'm not telling you theory. I'm telling you cases I have seen, sad cases, where I've pled with people. Now, okay, if you want to change your diet, that's all right. But that's not your healer. Oh, yeah, this is going to... No, Jesus is your healer. Get your eyes on him.
Amen.
You don't even know a fraction of what's going on in your body. The best doctors in the world only know a fraction of what's going on in your body.
Amen.
He knows everything.
Amen.
Amen? And he can fix everything. Just obey him. Just follow him. Believe you receive your healing. This woman had spent every dime she had. She sold her property. She sold her jewelry. She sold her furniture. She had spent all her living. She had suffered many things of many physicians. She had been through every kind of surgery, every kind of thing, and suffered and went through a lot of... How many know sometimes the treatment seems worse than the problem? I mean, we should be led in doing things. I've seen people that have, you know, taken medicines they should have never taken. The medicine caused more problems than the existing thing.
That's right.
We should be led. Don't just blindly follow any man. Me, Any preacher, any doctor, any lawyer, don't just blindly follow any man. In this day and age, they shall not tell everybody, know the Lord. He said, they will all know me. From the least to the greatest. You have the Holy Spirit in you, just like I do, or anybody else. Everybody say, He leads me, and I follow. Do you believe that if you listen to Him, He will lead you out of debt into plenty? He will lead you out of confusion into peace. He will lead you, if you listen to Him, He'll lead you right out of depression into joy unspeakable and full of glory. You believe if you listen to Him, He'll lead you out of sickness into healing. He'll lead you out of it if you listen to Him. And it'll involve spiritual and natural things, but He'll lead you if you'll follow. We're covering a lot of ground tonight, aren't we? The Lord is through us, helping us. Now go back to, you're at Luke 8. I don't think we got quite through. 8:43 we read. And this woman couldn't be healed of any, 43. 44, she came behind Him and touched the border of His garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. Her hemorrhage stopped. Now notice, what did she touch? She didn't touch Jesus. She didn't touch His skin. She touched what? She touched cloth, didn't she? One translation says the tassel of His robe. The edge, the border, it says here, of His garment. So she didn't actually touch His leg or His arm or any skin. She touched cloth. And what happened? And immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? Now, why did He ask that question? Because He wanted to know. Who touched Him? Now you might say, well, why do you say that, Brother Keith? Because some people wouldn't believe that. They'd say, well, no, He's omniscient. He knew. No, then this question is misleading. He did not operate an omniscience. He laid aside His mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. Somebody said, well, yeah, but sometimes it says He knew their thoughts. Same way you could, by a word of knowledge. Amen. Did you hear me? Why would He pray in the garden? Father, if there's any way, let this cup pass. Well, wouldn't He know if there's any way or not? I mean, case after case after case. He said the Father knows, but the angels and the Son of Man don't know that hour. Now, it's different now, Him sitting at the right hand of the Father. You understand? But as He walked the earth, He emptied Himself. And He sensed, we know from Mark, power flow out of Him. He said, who touched me? Why'd He say it? Because He wanted to know who touched Him, right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Woman with the Issue of Blood, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R801. That's R801. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.